Let us cultivate the altruistic motivation, seeking complete enlightenment for the sake of liberating infinite, kind, mother sentient beings. With that kind of bodhicitta motivation, we should all participate in this teaching.
As
we all know that all of us are seeking happiness. What we want is happiness, and what we do not want is suffering. However, as we look at our own lives and also other people in the society, what we find is that all of us go through all kinds of life experiences.
The
point I'm trying to make here is that we do not seem to get what we really want. I think everybody wants to have plentiful resources, or maybe to be rich and have all kinds of things they wanted. But the fact of the matter is that we are not really able to get it, what we really want.
That is
So if we are not able to have material resources that we are seeking in this life, to be rich and all that, then what we should really understand is the reason why we seem to be poor, materially speaking, is just because in our past lives, we did not practice giving or generosity. And generosity consists of two things. We could make offering to Buddha, Dharma, and Sangha, and holy beings, which is part of generosity, or we could provide the needs for the need, material needs of the poor and needy, help the poor and needy. But if we had not done that in our previous lives, then as a result of that, you know, we could still be struggling with you know, our life here, you know, and not being able to get the material things that we are seeking. So when we talk about practicing generosity or giving, of course, if we do have resources or something to give, let's say giving is of different kinds, that's what's called giving material things. If we do have material things to give, well, that's what we need to do. But we do not have to necessarily have material things to practice giving. We could practice giving by using our imagination. We can visualize things around us and give those, dedicate those things to and for others. If we had not done either of those things, we did not give the things we had to others who need them, or we even did not visualize the things in the surrounding that could be offered to sublime beings or that could be dedicated to others, then as a result of not practicing giving, generosity, then we could find ourselves in a, you know, in a
poverty situation, stricken situation.
So not only that we couldn't get what we really want to have for ourselves, but we look around ourselves, we see the same thing. You know, we have cats and dogs as our pets. But these cats and dogs, I think, would really like to have precious human life or rebirth. But the fact of the matter in this life is they are not human beings. They are cats and dogs. Or that there are many beings suffering in unfortunate states of rebirth, such as hell. The hell beings have so much suffering, and they do want to be reborn as human beings with a precious human life, but then that's not what they have been able to achieve. So if we ask ourselves, you know, why couldn't, you know, our cats and dogs achieve precious human life here and now, or that why are the hell beings or the hungry ghosts and other animals are not being able to achieve precious human life? The reason behind that is to be able to achieve precious human life, to be reborn as a human being. One of the basic foundational practices is that we need to abide by pure ethics, Shila. And so if you don't abide by pure ethics, because that is an essential cause to achieve human rebirth, so we couldn't get it. So because, you know, they did not abide by pure ethics, so at least in this present life, so they have not been able to achieve precious human rebirth. Abiding by pure ethics or ethical discipline, shultim, shila, is, as a matter of fact, a primary cause to be reborn as a human being. And as a matter of fact, great Indian realized the Buddhist master Acharya Chandrakirti has said, as Geshe-la quoted the lines from his memory, that to be able to achieve what he calls good rebirth and definite status. Now, the good rebirth consists of being reborn as a human being or a divine being, and definite goodness involves liberation and enlightenment, just in the footnote. So to be able to achieve good rebirth and definite goodness or higher status, one must abide by pure ethics, because pure ethics is a primary cause for such outcomes. When we talk about ethics or chultim, shila, of course there are many different types of shila or ethics, but down at a very basic level that we all must abide by is the pure ethics of abandoning 10 bad karmas or negative karmas of body, speech, and mind. So if we would like to have a precious human life in our next life, if we want to have the same kind of life in the next rebirth, then it is necessary for us to observe purely the ethics of abandoning 10 negative actions of body, speech, and mind. And what we also find in our society is we look around and we find so many people who are very attractive, very beautiful, and good looking. And so this attractiveness, which could also include physical attractiveness, is a result of patience or tolerance, shanti. And then if you would like to be reborn as a beautiful people in our next life, if that's what we want, or attractive people, then we really need to cultivate patience, and we must not give into anger. We must we must not get angry. We must let go anger and instead cultivate patience, because patience leads to attractiveness
beauty.
As great Indian realized Buddhist sage Arya Nagarjuna, in his precious garland or Ratnavali, said, and Geshe-la quoted the lines from his memory, he said, Shubha Dangden, patience leads to, literally translating, radiance. If one would like to, radiance meaning like the attractiveness, the beautifulness, the handsomeness, so if we want to would like to have that, then we really need to cultivate patience.
And
then we also find within our society there are people who are very, influential, they have a good influence. It seems like, you know, people trust them. You know, they have their credibility and trustworthiness. And because of that, you know, they have really this positive influence over so many people. Maybe that comes through their education or whatnot. And such a result comes from the practice of enthusiastic perseverance in Tibetan called Chindu. So if we would like to have that kind of influence, that kind of trustworthiness or credibility, then we need to cultivate enthusiasm, enthusiastic perseverance or effort. And then in our society, we find some people, regardless of the situations they are in, the situation is hustle and bustle, but they seem to be very kind of at peace and relaxed. You know, they are not freaking out or, you know, nervous or like, you know, stressed out or something. They're just kind of a peaceful nature. They're kind of relaxed. And so that kind of relaxed state of mind, the peaceful state of mind, it comes from, you know, in their past lives, maybe they cultivated the power of concentration, samadhi, or at least, you know, they safeguarded their mind from being distracted to all sort of things. So as a result of protecting one's mind from distractions, so one is able to have that kind of peaceful mind, peaceful nature, regardless of all the hustle and bustles around in the environment. And then we do find among ourselves in the society, there are people, you know, who seem to have, you know, have less, at least less delusions, or they have good control over deluded states of mind, such as anger, attachment, jealousy, etc. And as if they have, you know, gained control over or power over these delusions. And this is the result of, you know, cultivating what we call higher kind of a wisdom, sherab, or jnana in Sanskrit. So through analytical, how should I say, investigation, chepa, through analysis, when one cultivates a higher level of wisdom, then as a result of that, one is able to have, you know, a certain amount of control, if you will, over one's mind, and one does not give in easily into delusions such as anger, jealousy, attachment, etc. Now the bottom line, what I'm trying to get across to you is this, that all kinds of differences we find among ourselves or, you know, in our society with people, including ourselves, that, you know, we find that some are rich, others are poor. Some are very attractive and others are not. And some are very healthy, others seem to be sick all the time. Some have good health, others don't. Some seem to be pretty happy. Their life goes really smoothly, and others' life is just full of problems. And so all these differences that we experience in our life or we see among us in the society are all related to different types of karma, karmic actions that we create and accumulate.
Goya ka ri ta lupe tso khandi ji go go do ne ko to yunya ga che do chu chu du gu go yares.
So if we would like to have good things in our life, good outcomes of the results, then it is important that we engage in the positive actions, which is part of cultivating spirituality, or what we in Tibetan call che, practicing dharma.
Rang tang yin le yin thong ya ta rang le mendu pe ta rang ta rang ta yin le ta mendu pe kande ji yong do na to ko me ba zo ya te kare gu zo sen na ngu ten zo ya me ba ta te kare zo gu sen na che du gu.
So whatever pains and problems or suffering we experience in our life, we cannot, buy the antidotes with money to get rid of all the suffering we don't want. But the only effective solution to get rid of our suffering for good is to cultivate spirituality or dharma. Well, here at this point, some of you might be thinking, you know what? Yeah, money does solve a lot of problems. You know, a lot of people are doing all those cosmetic surgeries, you know. So they are just taking this thing out, or they're putting that one, that in, and, you know, fixing this one and that one. So what is that all about?
That the zoo, Munesigina, cook with Zoyak Yamaradina, sausage, the temperature Zoy Yuna, Yunguyana, and the Shavang Hamaki, Lay Hamada Karachi in a tea taller beta, so she sent the Ganaki, try to change it, Zuniki, that is Yunguyar, the Yuna, what Tembu Munduas, Hakong Duas.
But what we really need to remember is that, depending upon the karma that has precipitated one's rebirth, if that karma, has certain sort of it allows one to make certain amount of changes in that way, then the cosmetic surgery is like a conditioning factor, maybe that allows to bring, certain kind of, things changed, fix this one or fix that one part of our body, provided that the precipitating karma, allows that kind of change. But what we also realize is such a change is really, it doesn't seem to last. Then we keep on having to do the surgery again and over and again. And it's very unreliable as an outcome, because you need to do more of the surgery, just keep on fixing, putting more patches on. And so that shows that, we cannot really change so much if the karma, doesn't allow us to do that. Because after all, how we look and many of the things we experience in this life are the outcomes of karmas that we ourselves have accumulated in the past life.
That thing is that when we are in the world, we are in the world,
So if we do want to, change all the things we do not want, and especially in our future lives, we want to have the best of everything in our future lives, then we really need to cultivate spirituality. It is through cultivating or practicing dharma that we will be able to put an end to all kinds of unwanted results or problems and suffering.
COVID-19 le gawa kin teng gore se le gawa sa ni di nami de te ran jungu yares
whatever good things are there in samsara cyclic existence called korva be it like, you know, some memory resources that can bring comfort into our life, or whatever pleasures and kind of a worldly happiness that is there in samsara, or the health, or you just name any kind of goodness that we could find in samsara has to come from creating and accumulating good karmas, positive karmas.
Sono tanshi de le 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 de na ge so le zang bo ta le ngem ba chama lo ta he ba che ne ta palon de manzo ji ngem ba che gu re
So in this regard, I would like to remind all of ourselves that it's very important for us to pay attention to the law of karma and its results. And we call in Tibetan lende, le meaning karma and devu meaning result or outcome. And what that means is we really need to educate ourselves about what are the good karmas or the positive karmas that bring positive results and what are the bad karmas that bring bad results. And having learned about these things, then we need to abandon negative karmas, or stop creating negative karmas, and we learn to create positive karmas. So that is what we call the practice of abandonment and cultivation. We abandon bad karmas, and we cultivate or adopt good karmas.
Tanda diri, zui cawa kena le, lele njitin nasu shis. Njitin nasu ba kandiki yin ya ten sama lo ta, kowe neke. Njitin kandiki nasu ba Juj Sengjian Tang, Ani Shi and that Jikdin Kandiki Yina, to some of the Lilithin Shoma Reska Nang Yoris.
And the treasure of knowledge called Abhidhamma Kosha, it is stated that the whole different world environments as well as inhabitants within. They are the results of, outcomes of different types of karma. So what we're talking about is the external worlds that we live in, and we as inhabitants within these world environments, all of us are the results of different types of karma.
Later, yeah. Give later, me give le lumatins and loosen le termandaj in the sum santangres.
So when we talk about karma or le, it is of three different types. There is what we call positive karma or virtuous karma, virtue. Then there is the negative karma or bad karma, unwholesome karma. And then there is what we call a neutral karma that is neither positive nor negative.
All right. That door return to us. The COVID-19 door return to us. Then do something and do something. Then door return to your us.
Now in the samsara, we talk about six types of sentient beings or migrators. There are three we called, you know, relatively speaking, good rebirths, or in at least in a good state of samsara, and the three in the difficult states of samsara, well, the bad states of samsara.
Mm. So that the two ganani sumde, nyeso sumbuti migi leitin chongares. Nete ya migi leitin chubere, te shengi ke semji tunjo eti migi leitin te migi le sani, te namin te shevres.
Now, the beings in the three bad migrations or bad states of rebirth, hell, hungry ghost, and animal world, not only these environments, but the beings within these environments, hell beings, hungry ghosts, or predators, and animals, all of these are the results of what we call negative karmas.
Jang rumbo ji pa santong jamares rang shege ba santong res
So when we say that, you know, the environment of the three unfortunate states of rebirth, as well as the inhabitants within them, all of these are the outcomes of negative karmas. Now, again, we might think, okay, negative karma is something out there, as if at a far off place or distance. Now, we really, I mean, we have to think about what kind of negativities we ourselves do. It is right here with us.
So say less about the pen, that may give less any. Then Luigi going to some so I have Majiba and Matsama Shavashi, that Loyamshi, and then I going to do Tamazung Ajay's Yishi, that's on the Hir Regime of my Tangaj Nangu, and then each one is some, and then Nasanus and Lotta, so you can't share Tanzu, that may give each other.
So, I mean, we are in a sense really not talking about, necessarily talking about other sentient beings who are in the bad migrations. Yes, they are there. And how did they get there? But we have to look at what kind of karmas, negative karmas, that we ourselves are creating or we created. And so negativities are not something very abstract, you know, out there, so to speak. But it is what we do. And we do three things with our body, spirit, and mind. And there are what are called negative physical actions or body actions, such as killing, stealing, and indulging in sexual misconduct. So these are the negativities of the body. Or there are the four negativities of the speech, lying, causing a disharmony or division among people, and use of unpleasant speech or harsh words, and engaging in frivolous, meaningless talk called idle gossiping. These are the negativities of the speech. And then there are the three negativities of the mind: covetousness, coveting for others' goods, and harmful intention, or that is the wish to hurt someone, or oneself included, and distorted views or the wrong views. These are the three negativities of the mind. So when we talk about how negativities lead to unfortunate states of rebirth, both environments, inhabitants within, we really have to understand that whether we are creating any of these karmas which could lead to such outcomes.
So that rank when that nyawala yung kizu tausin tanda shayhim batanzu Migili Santi wanted to see your Tangaranzo Tanda me lutinly to be a meeting your was in a Maranzo Migili late and did you saw the na meeting about that Yongo chasing our Yawai that is the Tinduta Kanukil Yongo.
Of course, right now, you know, we are very fortunate in that we are enjoying this precious human life. But at present moment, there are many who are suffering in, let's say, in the hell. In the hell states. And but if we have created negativities you know, to be reborn in the hell, and if we don't purify ourselves of those negativities, then we could easily be reborn in the hell and suffer like them.
That may give you a sao yun ya. Sindele in and dash young masayo tinzule pa meva zoya ta yu dear thing around so ti karasegurita.
But the point I'm also making is that not only that we could create negativities, but we could also purify negativities. So that's the good news. I mean, there are antidotes and practices available which we could adopt to purify ourselves of negativities. So the point I'm making here is that if we have already created negativities, as that is not a doomsday kind of a thing. You know, now you are doomed forever. Actually, we could purify our negativities, you know, through you know, practices. So part of our Dharma education and practice is that, you know, whatever negativities we have already done and accumulated, you know, we regret for having done them, and we cultivate Dharma as antidote to counteract them and to purify ourselves of such negativities, that we also resolve not to repeat them or do negativities again. So this is what we, it's part of our Dharma education and practice.
Mītāṁ sāma yīntā hlāsī sumshīn dēnru sumbhī tā ngā rā dēnru yīnī thab tāndā dēnru kumpāṁ thab dīyār sūn sātī yīnī dēnru kumpāṁ thab yāt karīsī nā gēvē lēk jēbūt rēs.
So as I said that in samsara we find six types of sentient beings called six migrators, and three of the migrators are relatively speaking in a good state of rebirth, and three are in a bad or the more difficult states of rebirth. And so now the beings in a relatively speaking good states of rebirth are human beings, divine beings or celestial beings, and then the what we call the demigods or the anti-divine beings. So these three types of beings, as well as environments within which they live or we live, are considered as outcomes of positive
karmic actions.
In our case, having this kind of precious human life and body is the result of good karmas that we had done and accumulated in the past life. So if we would like to have the similar kind of rebirth in our next life or successive lifetimes, so that we will be able to continue with our spiritual practice and progress on higher spiritual grounds or levels, then we, in this lifetime we need to stop creating negative karmas and learn to create more positive karmas. So when we talk about creating positive and negative karmas, but it all boils down to our state of mind. The karmas are related to our mind.
So when we talk about creating positive and negative karmas, Dua malu pastan dua ritu but samalo lele ten siap res kan nang yo res ne te ane sem le chong res sem mena ane ta le sai ngu ma res sem ban ne le chong yo ma is ne kan nang do.
Great Indian Buddhist realized master Acharya Chandrakirti has said, as Geshe-la quoted the lines from his memory, that all types of beings have been born from karmic actions. And so without a mind, there cannot be karma. So in the absence of mind, there cannot be karma or create karmas. So that's the kind of relationship between karmic actions and mind.
So that ngaranso tu jindi ne tandere ta kadampi tere ta jiris na jinare ta sanje chomdi dikka na yores. And the same rank, same do you have to hear sometimes?
Historical teacher Shakyamuni Buddha has, very clearly advised us, taught us that taming our mind is of utmost importance. Subduing or taming our mind is of utmost importance.
That is any. That Joji Pandi Adishan is Zuntin Dosini, Pandi Adishashi, and they use the Jerumuchi.
So beginning with Shakyamuni Buddha, our historical teacher and founder of Buddhism, and down through the great lineage masters such as great Atisha and great Manjushri Lama Tsongkhapa, all of them have given so much importance to what we call training of the mind. So, Lojong, mind training or thought transformation is very important. We need to train our mind properly, and so much attention and importance has been given to it.
Tati lojong se atle chedan ne tan do chin ta lojong re lamren ta ani na kadam bi ta ndo se ma sun yesin lojong se atle ta ni ni do ta ne lojong ten di mata ta ten di ma bu sun yer chin ta ni de la kuzu changju chen de den de changju chen mo chen ni bu te ka nang ge yores.
So in the Tibetan Buddhism, we have a whole genre called Lojong, or mind training or thought transformation. And there are many different texts dealing with mind training practice. And the root text, or the fundamental text, is called seven-point mind training. And so it doesn't matter whether it's a seven-point mind training text or some other kind of mind training text. At the center of all this mind training is cultivating the two types of bodhicitta or altruism, the conventional bodhicitta altruism and the ultimate altruism.
Dayan sem sung se dan sem sung se at rang rang chamal dang rang chamal le rang sem yar ma se sem ti ta gim gi kali kari shol dog ta ni.
I mentioned previously that we need to protect our mind or safeguard our mind. So safeguard our mind from what? As I mentioned earlier, that we could be creating positive karmas or negative karmas. So we need to look at our mind and find out whether our mind is following negative direction and negative karma, or whether it's following positive direction and positive karma. So we need to protect our mind from negativities.
Jirumbu chikkan dandvas, samba zangna satan lami zangs, samba ngena satan lami ngeng res, atanji samba tala rali res kanam.
Great Tibetan master Manjushri Lama Tsongkhapa, who is also known as Jerumbuche, has said very clearly, as Geshe-la quoted the stanza from his memory, and he said, if your mind is positive, then you will also achieve a positive spiritual path and spiritual grounds. But if your mind is negative, then you will be on the negative path, a negative level. And so after all, everything depends on the mind, he said. Everything has to do with mind. So when we think about actions that we do or we could do, we can only think of three types of action, as I often talk about. We can move our body, and we can engage in an action physically. That's called physical action. And we can use our speech, and which is the verbal action, and we could engage in thinking, and which is the mental action. So each of us could perform only three types of action.
That is unani ta yi te rang sem te ta ke chi yu cha gures.
So we could do, or we do perform three types of action: physical, verbal, and mental. But of these three, the most important is our mind. That's because mind is the forerunner of all our actions. If the mind does not think, if mind does not act, let's say, then our body and speech, they cannot act on their own, alone.
Mind, sende, sende givishol chimba ina rang ene nga tang luni bote givishol doko yonis.
So if our mind is in a positive state, then it is very likely that our actions of body and speech will also become positive accordingly.
That rang is the same thing. Rang is same thing. Any migir sol chimbi ina ta nga ta luni bote ta tit yes jani ta migir le shengwaris.
On the other hand, if our mind is in a negative state, then it's very likely that our body and speech will also follow negative actions accordingly. See, so that's how I said mind is the forerunner. It is the most important of the three things we have: body, speech, and mind. I think that we can, really understand based upon our own life experiences. When our mind is kind of happy and relaxed and peaceful, and then, we talk really nicely, our speech is pleasant, and then the way we relate to others, even physically, or we kind of, look into others' eyes or whatever, we do it very nicely.
Rang sim de kyo shol chimbi yina, ane dhotang te mandaj tesye, ane kani eki hindi shol yin dhvita nga atang yin dhvita nish, shengu dhwas.
So if our mind is like a kind of more in a spiritual mode, then we find a positive effect on our body and speech. Maybe we discipline ourselves physically, the way we sit, the way we carry ourselves, and the way we talk. We talk really nicely and properly. So how, when the mind is in a positive state or in a spiritual mode, then our body and speech also, follow. Kind of in sync with
state
of mind. But on the other hand, if our mind is in a negative state or mode, then we could easily say some unkind and nasty things with our mouth. Speech gets nasty, and then we might use our body to do harmful things. So then, as you can see, all our body, speech, and mind become negative.
That is why you go to carry the thought, rang same to your same to your body, pan do go your same do yet. That you go to do go your matu nyo emeveres.
The point of telling all these things to you is that, after all, we need to protect our mind from negativities. And if our mind is protected from negativities, in a positive state of mind, then our actions, our body, and the speech also accordingly become positive. And so the way we can direct our mind into positive things, or thinking for that matter, is through the study and practice of Dharma. So the point I'm trying to make is that in our everyday life, we really need to, look at our mind as it seems charache, means spy on our own mind, way of thinking. And we need to safeguard our mind from negativities and delusions. And this is so central to our spiritual practice. This is exactly what has been emphasized by Shakyamuni Buddha in his teachings, original. And this is what we find talked about in the Lamrim, the importance of protecting our mind. And also in the Lojong practices, the mind training practice, we talk about the same thing, protecting our mind.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
So
kat dabu chegu yabu chegu res.
So great masters have got this wonderful advice for us. When we are in the crowd or with others, we should watch our mouth. But if we are alone by ourselves, we should watch our mind. So that's a wonderful advice, right? With other people or in the crowd, so we really need to watch our mouth. But when we are alone by ourselves, then we should watch our mind. So
studying and thinking about law of karma and its results, Lente is so important for all of us in our everyday life.
So I thought it would be really good to talk about these things and remind all of ourselves about these things. So that would be my kind of prelude to return to where we left off in the text last time.
That cousin thing, but that can something in Mandos, cousin Pushing with the keeping with the Giku Saturday.
Not
again. And she was saying, Guy, I'm doing. Ran Thunder, cousin Tinsam Dre. Ran Chu Nabata, but you do you enough? And then Ran Drubina. And then Ran Chi would say, that gobble the giving on the pay. Lumba Chisa Gilpan Rose on the Shimato.
So now we return to where we left off in this wonderful text called A Miscellaneous Collection of Kadamba Geshe's Personal Advices. And remember, what Geshe Puchungwa said, if we practice Dharma properly, if we cultivate spirituality properly, then at the time of death, we would be happy, we can happily face the death, as if, we are on a trip to a happy vacation place. We will not be afraid of dying, we will not freak out, but rather it is like we are on a trip to visit another happy place or, vacationing.
That rang chi we come so, ane ta hena che goya ta, ta goya ta, ane thonya la ta zoom dupala so, tene thonya tene shomba yina, ta rang chendele chwe dhubin ta chwe te, karase, atene shomba yina ta chi we come le, ane chwe nabatawa madrupe.
On the other hand, if at the time of death, we started to become very fearful, and we started to kind of see some kind of scary, feel scary thoughts, and some strange, scary visions of death, then that means that we have really not put the Dharma into proper practice. We have not cultivated Dharma properly.
No, no. That she drinking zangen tang. Karena tak si zangen yeje tane rahsia wikalu tak yungu aris.
So whether or not one has practiced well, or one is a good practitioner or not, the real test comes at the time of death. So death is a good testing ground. How good, have we practiced, or how good practitioner, we are.
Well, that's why she did something. You try something, make it, and the she did something, but doing it, and you try make it, and you go crazy. So now, she now get something, but she na she was small, she was lanza, and the zangini of the hamagona, then you try to go marvas.
But I also want to clarify one thing that, if someone does not fear death at all, that does not in and of itself mean that he or she has practiced well. Because there could be people who have no idea about death and dying and where they will be reborn. So they are completely ignorant about the whole subject matter. And maybe they have this belief that, okay, if I die, I will be reborn as a human being anyway, So then it is possible that such people will have no fear of death. But that is really not a test of a practice. It's just basically out of ignorance that they don't know what's happening and what will happen. But then I think there are many people who only believe in this life. They think, you know, this is it. Once this life comes to an end, that's the end of everything. So it means they don't believe in future lives and future rebirth. So I think such people are likely not to be afraid of death because they think this is it. You know, there's nothing to be afraid of. But we also need to be really careful as, you know, following Dharma, that we might even have this notion that, you know what, even if I couldn't practice much or I have not been able to practice, but I think at the end of my life, Buddhas will take care of me, you know. Buddhas have so much power, and so they are going to save me at the end. And we kind of relinquish our own responsibility and practice to Buddha, as a Buddha is going to save me at the end of the day. Well, that doesn't work, you know, like that, because we are responsible for our own karmic actions. We experience the results according to the types of karma that we ourselves create and accumulate. So if we don't practice, Buddha cannot do anything. So from a spiritual point of view, death is a real testing ground, you know, to find out how good one has practiced or how good a practitioner one is. So, I mean, from a spirituality point of view, you know, whether or not, you know, we can consider ourselves educated or highly or not, intelligent or not, is how do we face the death? And, you know, provided that we believe in life after, and if we could face the death very happily and, you know, no fear and, you know, with confidence, then that may, those are the good indicators of a sign that we have practiced well and we have taken good care of ourselves spiritually. And Keshe Pijama says that, but that's what, you know, happens with good Dharma practitioners. At the time of death, they have the confidence, they have the joy, and so they're happy to, you know, move on. But he said most of us are not like that. We are so much caught up with this lifetime. We are attached to the marvels of this lifetime and caught up so much with this life that we somehow got distracted and astray. You know, we got detoured, you know, sidetracked by our attachment to so many things in this lifetime, and we are really not prepared well ourselves for death.
Tan de sundo ya ta ba zupe sanje ne lokpar sum sis sanje ke ne ne ngara sulta lokas lokba tenang mare was ga na yeng gombo lu du la soba ane thank you zomba ba na jja lokpar sum sis ngara sul pe chiglo sum mare was su sig mare s ta gevi chenye tamba nam lokpar sum sis ra gevi chi jo ga ra la pe ya ta ba chi ma to lokwa chi sum mare was ta yin za ta kare is the lam lot do it on a lam lot kangi kyu na se la lobal kangi kare kyu yene se na chen din de pe lam lo lam lot chu pese sendi indima ta sendi san no tan chu dung kin sendi sha ge san ma tan chu dro ya de sendi gan san no tan de at le sha ben ta la lam yan ta bal machine be se logal chim bres dis yan I chim be ten ane san ji chom di de ne gombo lu du ta ane rang cha ve la ma tan cha ma la ta no sin ni ne sha ben na ne lam logal chim bres kan nang do wa sin do
Beginning with our historical teacher Shakyamuni Buddha, Buddhas do not mislead or misguide us sentient beings. That's just impossible. And neither do the great realized master scholars such as Arya Nagarjuna. They have the best of interest in their heart for us, and they will never mislead us or misguide us. And nor do our qualified spiritual masters or the gurus, they have the best of interest in their heart for us, and they never misguide and mislead us. Now, that being the case, you know, so they have taught us about the importance of Dharma and cultivating Dharma. But then how come that many of us are, you know, following the wrong path, if you will, or we got sidetracked? Now, the reason why we get sidetracked and distracted is because, you know, we consider this life, this life as very important, you know, and we are attached to the marvelous of this lifetime. And because of such attachment to this life and its activities, so we got sidetracked by the things, and we got caught up with, doing the things which is really less of importance, and not being able to follow and pursue spirituality and the right path as Buddha and the lineage masters and our gurus have always advised to do.
Well, that's what Sindhi Shagyala Chani and Lam Logan Shimbina. Tahun itu sendiri saya kalau masih ada kerak penggur, kerak gugur.
So then, what can help us, you know, to counteract this, all kind of all important things we give to this lifetime? So, what can help us to sort of counteract that kind of attitude?
Yeah, that is undo teve nas tepo teve nas tadu chow samnas ane chow jis jambe tadu tadu ne orang ane chow
So the antidote is that, you know, every day we should try to reflect upon, death and impermanence of life. If we cultivate awareness of death in our everyday life, so that will keep us on the right track. So if we keep on meditating on death and impermanence of life, and once we really gain that deep realization of what really death and dying means, then I think we will not be caught up with this lifetime and attached to this life.
Tha jen sung duwa, chua jis trempes, sin dila, mashapachi gus.
And as it is very definite statement has been made here that if we do realize the death and dying, the impermanence of life deeply, then we will never get caught up with this life and attachment to this life. So not only that we cultivate awareness of death and impermanence of life, but we also try to really reflect on the limitations of all the things in samsara or cyclical existence, the disadvantages of a samsaric environment, and the disadvantages of all the resources we could accumulate in samsara, what meaning do they really have? And the disadvantages of related with all the companionships we find in samsara, which including our friends. Okay? So we really consider all this matter deeply. There is really real no substance and meaning to all of these things. And that's how we are able to, cultivate aversion to samsara and let ourselves free of of attitudes and attachment to samsara.
Kowe nyimi gomne ane kola shohi sheba ta showa chegu ta ti yapo me ma me ba ta kanji showa chegu showa gives tempest ane kwa ta da la masha ba ji gures.
So the point of contemplating and meditating on the limitations and disadvantages of being in samsara, everything to do with samsara, is to let go our attachment to samsara and samsaric things. So in order to let go that attachment, we need to cultivate aversion to samsara. And for that kind of experience, we need to consider the limitations and disadvantages of samsara.
Oh yeah, that day thola ne sham hingi shanju sem goms shamba khembota hingi khembota shanju sem gom gres kanam.
So in addition to cultivating aversion to samsara, we should also cultivate great love, great compassion, and altruism or bodhicitta.
That day she. And the Sanji gives tempest, that then so Shamba then he gets the Sanji same gondi, that two thousand Sanji Nisit and those, that Sanji Ging Nisit and Santani, and they don't get the tea, they want the den Samba, that the next Sanji Tangi Sani, and they Sanji gives Tangi or was.
So when we cultivate great love, great compassion, and bodhicitta, we are constantly, how to say, thinking about sentient beings.
So that Sanji gives a temper in Sunday, that Rangdela Mashab Jigurus, Sanji gives a temper in Sinjis, that Rangdela Mashab Jindel Sumbatangi, Rangdela Mashab Ashi, Yenjitanga, Suntubachita, Nebasan Tongres.
So as we find ourselves really caring for sentient beings by way of cultivating great love and great compassion and altruism, so what we really find happening is that now we are becoming less and less concerned with our own selfish interests, but we are getting more and more concerned with the happiness of other sentient beings. So in addition to all the things we mentioned, now we need to cultivate or meditate on emptiness, the ultimate nature or the reality of all phenomena. Every phenomenon that exists has its ultimate nature called emptiness. So every phenomenon has emptiness as its ultimate reality. And as we meditate on emptiness of any phenomenon, we need to consider what we call valid reasons.
So that's the kind of Junse Kartong Rusana and Pinjung Yimbaje. Karina Tene, Tene, Chuka Liki Hina, Tene Truba, Tene Truba, Arthur Liki, Tudubi Yimbajimato, Tudu Maybe Chuza and Mavi Santongres.
So the reasoning, the valid reasoning that we could use is that of dependent arising or relativity. In other words, that everything exists dependently. That means everything, the existence of every phenomenon depends on, you know, other things. Or that things exist in relation to each other. You know, that kind of relativity allows for the things to exist. So which means that nothing exists independently, you know, without having to, nothing exists independently in and of itself and has nothing to do with relativity.
Mm. dagi tsema jishe dagi tsema tel pa ta di cho dagi tsema ti dela ani men ta ani tobe pa ta ba tsama to korang ngoi ni chu ngan di sen de ten ti to ba chen me ba san
everything is merely imputed by terms and concepts onto certain valid basis of imputation. So when we think about how phenomena or a phenomenon exists, so we can think that there is such thing as a valid basis for labeling or imputation called takshitsema in Tibetan. So onto that valid basis of labeling or imputation, terms and concepts, meaning the thapa in Tibetan, are merely applied to that basis, and that's how things exist. They don't exist in and of themselves or objectively from their own side.
Tony Gomnes, and they choose that map of Temba in the Temba Senita, and they go about on Semala Mashapaki Gerson.
So by reflecting on selflessness and emptiness, you know, we should be able to, let go of grasping at self, grasping at phenomena.
Well, that and I need to engineer the Lindy Coach and the Alleghen Hunduki Zone of City, Lindy Coach Human Bus.
So today I started off talking about Lende, law of karmic action and results, as sort of a preliminary, teaching.
Lende, that's so she saw on that day, isn't it? Rang Tola Mambo Yungu Yari, Tamsal, the Pay, Gabo the Chibu Yung Katsansal, Dungi Mambo Yungu Yari, I think, eh, Rang the Yen, the Manda Mambo Shibiji Pay, Muni Tunin Doga. Then we zoned up time, Tongu was just a tea.
In our own lives, in everyday life, you know, we go through happy moments and experiences, we go through the sad and, difficult moments in our own life. We also observe the same thing happening with other people around us. Some days they're so happy, other days they are, so suffering. And when we observe all these things happening, we really need to think about karmic actions, how different karmas produce different results.
Le gewa shin ne devan jong ata le me gewa shebe na dungen jong ata le yi che ba yi che ta ba tem bo shebe jing ba gor.
So by reflecting on all this, our personal experiences of good and bad, and the experience that others have, good and bad, all of these are the outcomes of good and bad karmic actions. Through such reflection, we should be able to understand karma better and develop this faith in karma and its functioning. And then I said, in addition to that, we really need to understand our mind and protect our mind. So we look at our mind and spy on our own mind, and if we find that our mind is following negative direction and negativity, then we should bring our mind back to ourselves, so to speak, protect our mind from negativity. But if we do find that our mind is following the positive direction and positive karmic actions, then not only should we let our mind engage in the positive actions, but we should also try to enhance our positive actions and
positive way of thinking.
And then another important point that has been made here is that we should really prepare ourselves well from now, cultivating spirituality, so that at the time of death, then we do not have to regret, face the death with regret, but we can face it very happily, as if, we are we are going to go on a happy vacation.
Rang che dupa de sin di to we tam sin di sa ya ke che de mando wa kita ne ba shegur skan nas was.
Practice of Dharma should not be dedicated to or concerned with, all the kinds of worldly motives of this lifetime, how to be famous or how to make money and all sort of things. Our practice must not be marred by, contaminated by ulterior motives. So in addition to that, we have been advised to cultivate great love and great compassion and bodhicitta for other sentient beings. So as we cultivate great love, great compassion, and altruism, bodhicitta, we find ourselves less and less concerned with our self-centeredness, selfishness. We find ourselves more and more dedicated to and for the happiness of other sentient beings, and that's how we become ourselves enthusiastically pursuing actions to benefit others. And of course, it's not enough to do just all that, but we also need to meditate on emptiness. So when we meditate on emptiness or selflessness, we have to make sure that we do not get attached to or grasp at self and phenomena. So that would be my summary of the teaching. And we will stop there today. Kemchu shi yu ken.
That then the sangyu here came into a.
Kemchu shi the set up shi yu ken.
Yes.
I just got one prayer request. Bernadette Gorman passed away. And please send your prayers for the person. And I have an announcement. As you know, the July 6th is coming up soon, which is the birthday of His Holiness the Dalai Lama, who will be 73. And so that's a Sunday, the nice thing is. And we will not have teaching on that day. No teaching on that Sunday, but we will have special prayers for His Holiness long life at TDL. And it starts at the same time as the teaching, 10:30. And we will have our Ganden Shalse monks, they will be back to TDL, and they will lead us into sort of that prayer. So everybody is welcome to that special prayer for His Holiness, no teaching on that day. And then from 12:30 to 5 p.m., there is a potluck to celebrate His Holiness' birthday in the El Dorado Park, 2600 north of Studebaker, Long Beach, near the Duck Pound, Pond, and the north side of the golf course and Willow Street. Anyway, we have flyers in the lobby about the address and the location. And so this potluck is organized together by TDL and the Tibetan Association of Southern California to celebrate His Holiness' birthday. Everybody's welcome, and everybody is welcome to bring their favorite dish to share with others. So when you come to the El Dorado Park, you will see Tibetan prayer flags flying. Maybe that will show the indication of the location as well. And we have put all of this information also on our website, www.ttlink.com.
Linkido chukin shibi gyu tsawa la teni sanji jitambarun bu jita ji yurun de ne ba ta jao yi no bi zhe be tin zi shibi tamba ni ku de kabe ten ba de tu yin de de me me lu yu ma ta ani chu dung kin ji ani shou fu mo na ji kun di sha wa na yin zhen de ru ba ta ani ji di ji kan de de yin de me de bi gu zu ta de ke ni tin chi ni zu ta de me me lu yu
ma let us dedicate our collective marriage for the flourishing of Dharma, the source of benefits and happiness throughout the universe. May His Holiness the Dalai Lama, a and all other great holy sublime beings live long and be successful in fulfilling their visions, benefiting sentient beings. May spiritual communities throughout the world and spiritual practitioners from all traditions remain healthy, harmonious, and be successful in fulfilling their spiritual aspirations. May this and other world environments be free of all kinds of unwanted pains and problems, and may beings find peace, happiness, prosperity, and spirituality.
Dona magin sinji tamki dumi jingi wale tone sanji ji komparon bo to bi jurju ki.
In short, we dedicate our collective merit for all kind mother sentient beings to be free from the fears and dangers of two types of mental obscuration, and may we all reach complete enlightened state soon.
Amen.